Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today, and with me, I'm going to introduce our leading lady, as our topic today is a really good one. It's called Hail Yes, Meet CJ and Go, Uber for Women. So I am delighted to introduce our leading lady today, Sandra Solani, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at CJ and Go. So Sandra, say hello to our listeners throughout the U.S.
Hello, everyone, and thank you, Michelle. I have not been referred to as a leading lady before, so I am really excited about that.
Now you have. Well, there you go. We're going to start with the good stuff, right? Because I'm like, seriously,
absolutely.
I want to go. With the title of our topic, I'm going, See Jane, Go. I'm like, go, Jane, go. Go, Jane, go, from
exactly.
Our childhood, right, when we had the Dick and Jane books. Or I'm dating myself maybe at this point. What do you think?
Well, you and me both, but you know what? We found out that the younger women know what that means, too, because when we use that title, the first thing I did is I asked some 20-something women, do you know what See Jane Go means? And they said, yeah, we know what that means. So we said, okay, we've got the younger crowd now.
I love it. Okay, that's good to know because I'm feeling a little old here. But I'm dying for you to – I mean, this is exciting because you – See Jane Go just launched a few weeks ago. And can I say it's like Uber for women. Is that right? Tell us a little bit about See Jane Go because I think it is a super exciting platform and something every woman should know, will know, and must use. There we go.
Well, thank you, Michelle. That is the most concise way to say it. Uber for women. We go a little bit beyond that, though. So it is like Uber for women in that it is a ride-hail program where you can tap an app and get a ride. And we love that concept. We love the concept of women driving women. But we want to go beyond that. We want this to be a platform for women to connect in a lot of different ways and to access what we call the shared economy, meaning things like Airbnb, Uber, Lyft, when consumers and individuals exchange goods and services, that has opened up a whole new world for people. But a lot of times, women have excluded themselves from the shared economy out of feelings of concern for fear or safety. So you can imagine a woman who wants to drive for a ride-hail company, she might think, this is a great way to earn money, but gee, what if I get a man in my car and he's drunk or I don't feel comfortable letting a strange man in my car? So women have been self-excluding themselves from the shared economy for fear of safety or comfort reasons. So the women driving women concept helps them regain access into that economy and allows them to be independent contractors as drivers and allows them to hail a ride as passengers and feel that comfort level. So it works on both sides of the equation.
You know, and I mean, that's a really great perspective on the whole safety thing, and I love that. I've never heard that term, though, the shared economy. That's actually new. I'm feeling not up to speed on that one, but what a great phrase. You know, when you guys came up with the concept, I mean, were there incidences of women who, you know, publicly or even privately had shared that they just weren't comfortable, you know, not only doing a ride share, but also maybe being a driver, right, of Uber or Lyft or some of those other programs? I mean, what was the kind of key tipping point where you said, oh my gosh, we've got to come up with this ride share program for women? How did that come about?
Well, Michelle, it all started with a conversation between a father and his daughter. William Jordan, who is a wealth manager in Orange County, was with his daughter Savannah. She's 18 years old. They were coming home from a Laker game, and this is in January of this year, and they were talking about ride hail. And Savannah had said, wow, it'd be great to, you know, earn some extra money to ride for a ride hail company, but I don't feel comfortable with it. And part of the reason she didn't feel comfortable with it is because she had had friends who used ride hail, and they had some uncomfortable experiences, everything from a man who who's driving saying, I'm not going to let you out of the car until you give me a kiss, or, you know, just some kind of experience that just said, this is not for me. And William, as a concerned father, didn't want his daughter to participate in that, but he understood her need to want to have that experience, either as a driver or a passenger. And then Savannah said, well, what if there was ride hail for women? She kind of threw out what seemed like a rhetorical question at first. And
just off the cuff.
You know,
she's
being,
like, what about?
Yeah,
that's how the best business
exactly.
has come about, right? Like, whoa.
That's right. That's how many businesses do. You know, there's that the necessity is the mother of invention. And, of course, William being a great businessman, he said, well, wait a minute. What if it we did have that? And they spent the rest of the way home talking about the concept. And
oh, wow.
She sort of thought it was just a conversation, but he continued to look into it and, you know, just look at, you know, what's out there. And there are incidences where women just feel the need to avoid that ride-hail situation because they just don't feel comfortable. So we took it a step further. We did some focus groups to just find out how do women really feel about this. And we found that there were a lot of women, specifically of a certain age group, you know, usually the 40 and above, who said, I don't feel comfortable. I'm not going to hail a ride. I'll rent a car. I'll get a ride from a friend. The younger women were kind of a mixed bag. Some of them, you know, feel invincible and they don't care and they do it all the time, and others were concerned. So we had a lot of different opinions on it, but the one thing they all said, regardless of age, is that they would much rather, if all things being equal, they would rather have a women driving women ride hail program. So that sort of, you know, validated the initial thought that maybe this makes sense and maybe there's a need in the market that's not being met right now.
Wow. I mean, it's a great concept. And I'm, you know, for a lot of our listeners who are female entrepreneurs, Sandra, and also, you know, women who work for companies or maybe they're thinking of starting businesses, I'd love to also explore just some of the things that you've been involved with in the launch of CJ & Go. So you said you did some focus groups and you talked to different people. Now, is CJ & Go national? Are you only in certain metropolitan areas? Give us a little bit of idea of the, you know, where you're at right now. And, you know, because gosh, there's just, I mean, I'm looking at it going, there's like cars, there's drivers, there's all these little like dots that need to be connected. But from kind of where they came up with the idea to launch, how it's only been since the beginning of the year. And what are all the things that have gone on in launching the business, you know, as far as research and besides the focus groups? I think I asked 20 questions in there, so I'll let you figure out which one's
all
first or second.
Excellent questions.
But I know because you're smart, you got it all figured out and you can answer.
I got it all down here.
I love it. You're smart. I love it. Let's
so,
pick one.
So
I'll start with one. I'm so sorry about that. I just started spewing questions.
Not a problem at all. I, you know, that conversation that we mentioned between father and daughter was in January of this year, and it had taken that time from January until September. We just launched it on September 13th. So that whole time was putting together the infrastructure of the company, because as you can imagine, there are a lot of logistical issues. We had to create a proprietary app to make sure that this app was available, that we can connect drivers and passengers. We did a beta launch in Orange County, because that's our home base. And we figured, let's start there. This is our home. We are working with drivers, getting onboarding of drivers, and that takes time. You need to send these drivers through background tests, make sure they're good drivers with good driving records, don't have DUIs, don't have criminal history. And so we wanted to make sure that we were covering all of our bases and literally setting up the infrastructure of a new company. So once the drivers were onboarded, we made sure we got staff in place. We made sure we had our messaging clear for who this was for, what the value proposition was, and then starting to promote that we were available to passengers. And that didn't start until literally in September when we did our launch. We had a press release. We had a lot of attention from the media. And we started to share the story of how this started. And right now we're in Orange County, but we have plans to expand nationwide and even worldwide, if that can be a possibility for us, because we believe that in every part of the world, women share this concern. They want to be safe. They want to be comfortable. So we're making sure that we have everything working as planned in Orange County, and then we will start to branch out into other parts of California and then other parts of the nation as well.
Well, and, you know, I'm going to be like a little rabbit all over the place, but for you, I mean, you getting on board with CJ & Co, it's like what was kind of, because you're a marketing and branding expert from my understanding of your background, but what yes. was it that excited you about this project and coming on board? I mean, are you come on board all in, or do you still do consulting and things that you do? I mean, what was the exciting part about CJ & Co for you that just said, I got to be involved. I want to be involved
well, you know,
with this.
There were two things, because I was a full-time consultant prior to this, and I said, I'm never going to go back into the corporate world. I'm so happy being a consultant, and I've got my freedom and my flexibility. But there were two things, and the first thing, which is something that has attracted me to jobs in the past, is that this launching CJ & Co was a huge challenge. I mean, we are breaking into a ride-hail industry, which is a relatively new space to begin with. It's a monumental task. You've got giants like Uber. You've got smaller but still very significant players like Lyft. And so your work is cut out for you. This is just a big, hairy, audacious goal, as they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to answer questions like, how do you enter the market? How do you create a brand that is unique in the mind of the consumer? So that challenge was very exciting. But I think what was even more exciting for me was the people behind the business. You know, William Jordan and his family generated this idea. So this comes from a family who a safer possibility for not only their daughters, but for women of all ages, women everywhere, and for the men who care about them. And the integrity of the people behind it, the Jordan family, is just impeccable. And it was just so exciting to work within a corporation where the values are so remarkable, where the people are good, where their hearts are in the right place. And I just felt that to be so refreshing, because it's not always the case in every corporation. And so there was a complete alignment in how they saw the world, how we wanted to launch this, and in just wanting to do the right thing for women and wanting to give women a wonderful opportunity to work as a driver or to be a passenger. So those two things really were very compelling for me.
Yeah, there's opportunities on both sides. I mean, I see it from a hiring standpoint or self-employment standpoint, if that's how they are. And I hope you don't mind, but I'm like Curious George. So, I mean, from January to September is very fast in launching a business at the scale that I think CJ & Co will be. But on top of it, I mean, what a great story about a father concerned about his daughter. And, because today's 20-somethings or millennials, it's like they have no problem calling Uber. And, you know, for those of us over, like the 50-something, they're like, oh, you know, we have designated drivers, right? Or, we don't do the Uber thing. It's like, no, be self-sufficient, but then be smart. Don't be stupid on the road. And you know where I'm going with that. I'm kind of curious, was the business self-funded? Did you guys rally with investors? Or what was the process to raise money in the launch of CJ & Co? What was that like?
Yes, we do have investors, William being the first investor, but not too long thereafter, people that he knew wanted to be a part of this as well. We found that when we told people about it, they immediately got it, whether they were men or women. You know, the women immediately got it for obvious reasons, but the men said, oh, yeah, I'd like my wife to ride that with that, or I'd like my mm-hmm. daughter to take a Jane. And so the investors were very excited about the possibility. And it wasn't that hard of a sell, because when you tell people about this, almost every single person that invested had a story to tell. Yeah, I remember one time my wife, did a ride hail and this is what happened to her. Or I remember my daughter, or I'm concerned my daughter's going off to college and I don't want her to be taking a ride hail home at 2 a.m. So everyone identified with it in a way that really hit home. And I think that was part of the impetus behind people wanting to invest in the company.
Totally makes sense. And it's interesting. So I'm really curious about the do's and don'ts, and maybe you don't have any do's and don'ts, but you say that, so CJ & Co is all women drivers. Is that correct? There's all females, no men, no young, I mean,
That's
it's all
correct.
Just girls.
And I think it's important to note that our drivers who are independent contractors are all females. But at our corporate office, we do have men and women working. So we're keeping the female women driving women is just in the field. But we do have men and women here. And obviously our founder is a man. And we think that's important to have the male perspective as well.
equal opportunity in gender. I totally agree. I mean, I run a women's association, for goodness sake. So I deal with this all day long. But, you know, I mean, the curious part of me is going, now, two perspectives, and I'd love your thought on this. Has there been any conversation or anything where people go, well, what? You're women only? Like, will the female drivers pick up men and you know, other genders or only women? I mean, is there constraints on who CJNGO will pick up or drop off?
There are times when a man can ride in the car, and that is when he's accompanied by a woman. So if you were to hail a ride with Jane, and let's say you were with your husband or your son or your brother, you can certainly bring that man along, because what we believe is to create that environment. It's not that we don't want a man in the car ever. We don't want to create a situation where the man is alone in the car with the woman. So if you along with you and you vouch for him, that is absolutely okay, and we're happy to do that. If a man is alone, he cannot hail a ride with us, but what we will do, if he hails a ride, for some reason he wants to hail a ride with Jane, which I'm not sure why, because we make it kind of a feminine experience, we can call another ride. We can help him get a ride very quickly and seamlessly with another ride hail program, and we're happy to do that. But we find that most men aren't trying to hail us. They kind of get that it's a girl thing or a woman
thing.
Well,
and I love that. I mean, and so are you partnering then, or are you aligning then with some of the other ride hail? I mean, I haven't heard that term, and I like it. Ride hail programs. Mm-hmm. Are they receptive to what you're all about? And has there been kind of a nice alliance, if you can say that, if we could say that word, or has it been, here's, a little niche kind of business coming around? What's been the, kind of response from the other ride hail programs out there?
You know, there's no formal alliance, but we've certainly talked to some of them and had a very warm reception, and they understand. And, it's a benefit to them if we say, hey, can we send you business? I don't think anyone's going to say, well, no, please don't send us anyone. So I think that it's just
right.
A natural thing to say, hey, we're all in this together. We all have a role to play within this industry, and this role can be very complementary. So we've gotten a warm response, and we hope to continue that and be able to send business to other ride hail companies. For example, we don't take people under the age of 18, because you need a special type of certification to transport children or teenagers. And so we will refer people to Hop Skip Drive, which is a wonderful company. It's a ride hail for children. And so there's
What's
so much opportunity. It's called a Hop Skip Drive, which I think is an adorable name.
I didn't know about that one. Yeah,
and
it is.
That was created by three moms, and they've got a great business. And, so we've referred, younger passengers to them, and that works out beautifully too. So, and we want to continue to do that.
I love it. And I know earlier you talked about the female experience. So I want to hear, are we talking pink here? Or are we talking, some really kind of, what's the female experience going to be like for those that hail CJNGO?
Well, our drivers are so great. Every one of them is putting their personal touch on this. But what we do is we have what we call a Jane swag in the back of the car or somewhere within the car. And in addition to having the traditional bottles of water, it could be anything from a breath mint to, a safety pin in case, your button comes off your blouse. Or it could be hand lotion. It could be something that's truly feminine. We're going to be doing a promotion now with nail polish, where our passengers who download the app will get a free nail polish that's Jane Red. And we're going to be doing a lot of things like that are just little extra perks and pampering. And I took a ride the other day in a Jane car, and she had pink seat covers on the seat. And this is just something she did on her own, the driver did on her own, to make it really special and feminine. And I was hailing the ride at night, and she called me after I hailed the ride, and she said, I know it might be hard for you to see me, so I have a pink glow stick coming out of the top sunroof of my car. And she pulled up in this, black SUV with a pink glow stick. So the thing I love about it is our drivers are really making this their own. They're trying to create a wonderful, uniquely feminine experience for the passengers, and we think that's just great.
That's hysterical. Well, I mean, and that was what I was going to ask too, is are you kind of keeping, you know, any sort of constraints over the brand, or just kind of letting the drivers, you know, for lack of a better phrase, kind of trick things out on their own for the female experience? It sounds like you're giving them a lot of latitude to kind of do their own thing and make it a great experience as they see it. Is that right?
We are. And, you know, with a situation like this where there are independent contractors, you will find people that are very entrepreneurial, which we think is wonderful. And so while there's mm-hmm. a sort of a commonality in what they provide, and there's mints and there's gum and there's things like that, there is also that wonderful, unique experience that each driver brings to the table, because it's really her own business. And so it's wonderful that they can be creative and do what they feel that they would like to have if they were a passenger. And so that's sort of the guide we give them. What would you like if you were a passenger? And so we've seen some very wonderful creative experiences, and they're so kind and considerate to their passengers, and they're really excited about this because they feel it's more of a movement. It's not just a job, but they feel that it's a movement, because in addition to the fact that it's women driving women, we're giving a percentage of our profits to charities that help women worldwide. So that's going to be another component of the program.
That's a cool twist. I mean, you know, that is the one thing I have to say that I love most about, not that men don't do this, but I do see with female-led businesses, is there is the, hey, you know, and I always like to say, I love money, but I love giving back as well. And I think with female-led companies, that is amazing that you guys do that. And that's just automatic, right? I mean, you actually have dedicated nonprofits that you are looking to support ongoing?
Yes, we're currently looking at a couple of different nonprofit partnerships right now, but what we have dedicated is that 2% of net profits will go to one or more of these nonprofit organizations. So we have asked the drivers, we've just recently done a survey, you know, what kind of causes appeal to you, and predominantly, they like causes that have to do either with homelessness, women and homelessness, mm-hmm. or with breast cancer research, things of that nature. So we're starting to sort of narrow down the field based on some of the feedback our drivers have given us. And at some point, what will happen in the app and a future upgrade of the app is after each ride, both the driver and the passenger can, you know, allocate to the fund that resonates with them. So there may be one or more funds, and they can say, well, this one resonates with me, so that's where I'd like, you know, 1% to go, and the driver will choose their 1%, and it comes out of our profits, and that's just built into our business model. So we
oh, that's
actually
great.
Give them
no,
a choice
awesome.
Of how
and
we
then
spend
they get to
that
choose,
money.
Right? Yeah, they get to choose
exactly
where things go. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, so many, I know you're in Orange County and love it, and let me know if I can recommend any nonprofits that serve women or girls, because we're very hooked up on that for our association. I would love to recommend, if you're still looking for some good ones in the Orange County area. Talk to us a little bit about your growth plan. So I know you said, I mean, I go with world domination. It sounds like a great mm-hmm. plan, but that takes a lot of steps to get there. So what are, at least in the next year, I mean, you're in Orange County, you're available. Tell our listeners not only the growth plans, but how can they get the app, and, you know, if they're interested in it, it's CJ and Go, but can you share any other details of if people want to reach out to you, how would you like people to contact you?
Sure. Well, they can certainly get the app. They can go on the App Store for iPhone or Android. It is available. They just type in CJ and Go, and the app is available to them. We are upgrading it all the time, so there's always some new bells and whistles that are being added. If they simply just want to contact us, I would recommend they go to our website, which is cjandgo.co. That's C-O. So cjandgo.co. And on there, they can see everything from, you know, how to be a driver, or if they want to be a passenger, if they want more information on partnerships, or if they think they might be a good partner, they can log on and fill out a form, and we can have a discussion. So we definitely encourage people to reach out to us if they feel like it's a good fit. As you just mentioned, you might know of some organizations that might be a good fit as well because of your connections within various communities and nonprofits.
Oh, yeah, it's all about who you know, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, Sandra? It's
exactly.
All about who you know in business, at least my belief.
That's
but
right.
The future
Absolutely.
For CJ&GO, so right now, do you actually drive outside of Orange County, California, or only in the different cities within Orange County? What are the kind of parameters right now, and then what are your growth plans for the next 12 months?
Sure. So right now we are promoting within Orange County. As we roll out the program, we want to make sure we're aligning the supply and demand of drivers and passengers. Now, if some of our drivers do live in LA County, so if they turn on their app in LA County, they can certainly pick up rides, but we're not doing a big push in LA County just yet. We do have some commercials starting on the radio next week, and we will eventually span into Los Angeles because people in LA are calling us and saying, please come to Los Angeles. So
yeah,
that will probably be our next market. And so part of where we are determining where those future markets will be is obviously we want to look at, you know, metro areas that are populated, where ride hail is something that is commonplace, where people are going to easily adapt it. We're also asking people to let us know, where are you? Where would you like us to come? We have people from Chicago saying, oh, please come to Chicago or please come to Miami. And it does influence to a certain degree when people are saying, we really need you in this city. So we do want to launch across the country. We do want to start market expansion. But for right now, in the very early stages, our goal is to become impeccable at what we do in our area and then do the launch. We want to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and then start that expansion program.
Well, San Diego better be on your list, girl. So that's all I'm saying.
It sure is. We've had a lot of calls from San Diego.
I'll bet. Well, both. I mean, just anywhere in California, for goodness sakes. You know, I mean, it's like LA especially. But, you know, thank you for the CJ and Go drivers, because I hate driving in traffic. So it's one of those. I'd rather multitask. You know,
absolutely.
When you said that's like, okay, you want to get your systems and, you know, get everything worked out in Orange County. You know, one of the things I've learned in business is that there's always bumps in the road. And, I mean, can you share, and again, I know not everything, but, you know, what was maybe something that was a challenge in the launch that you just either it surprised you or you were like, wow, we didn't see that one coming, that you could kind of share and how you overcame it? Because obviously we have a lot of entrepreneurs listening that either are running businesses or they're looking to start and launch a business. But what was something that might have been a little bit of a shock, a bump, or something that you had to navigate over, around, or under that you didn't see coming in the launch?
I think the biggest challenge is creating that balance of supply and demand is always a very interesting thing, because you're working with a real-time, you know, product where people want it when they want it. So to be able to get the right amount of drivers and passengers at the same time is a challenge as we're ramping up and as we're increasing our volume. So it's not so much that we didn't expect it, but with any app-driven business, you're going to have something that is going to need modification, and we see how people use it and how people want to interface with the app. So that's an ongoing, I think, and sort of predictable challenge. I don't know that we had anything that really threw us for a loop in terms of that, but it is just that typical ramp-up time when you're getting passengers paired with drivers and getting that volume level up as quickly as possible.
Well, I mean, it's really interesting that you said that, because it's almost like you have two perspectives. You know, you got to have the demand, but then you've got to have the talent, you know, the people to go get people that are calling for the hail ride or the ride hails. I like hail ride.
That's
too.
Right.
Hail ride.
I like that too.
That one works too. You can use that one. But it is. Right. It's hard, right? It's almost like you've got a two-step, you know, process that has to balance with each other. Love it. I mean,
that's
I just
right.
think it's the most phenomenal idea ever. And, you know, from the standpoint of the pond that I swim in, which is definitely very female-centric and all about women power, I'm like, see, Jane, go. I'm loving it. What are you hoping? I mean, when you think, just, again, kind of putting it out there, it's like, what, you know, from a why standpoint, and I know it's about the safety of women, but for your role with the company, I mean, what are you looking for, Sandra? I mean, you want to be there through when it's like a public company, you know, I mean, what's kind of like your goal with the company that you see just huge growth and potential on? I mean, what are you loving the most, kind of being at the startup stage, or that you're involved in all the marketing decision? What has been the most fun for you in being a part of this launch of this venture?
I You know, I love the startup concept, and I love how nimble it is when you work with a small company. There's no bureaucracy that we have to go through. We can make decisions very quickly. That's very exciting. But I think the thing that constantly reminds me why I am here is when I meet the drivers and passengers, and I see how excited they are about this and how they feel that this is more than a job, but it's more of a movement. And that is so exciting to me. These women are putting their heart and soul into this. They are speaking in, you know, first person plural. They don't say you when they talk to us. They say we. Why don't we try this? Why don't we do this? And you don't often hear that from independent contractors. So it's good to feel their ownership. It's very exciting.
And we really didn't spend enough time on it, was the whole empowering thing you're doing for the drivers. I mean, the drivers are independent. They make their own hours, I'm assuming, you know, just like any of the other ride hail programs, right, that they can basically pick and choose the times when they're available to make some money and be independent about it, which I think is phenomenal. You know, I know people that are doing it, but I have to say, when we first heard about the CJ and Go concept, a few of us were like, wow, you know, I mean, you know, it would be interesting to see a woman drive for Uber, because you don't know, you know, what you're going to get when you pick them up. But this concept, when we heard it, was like, right on, moms, you know, moms and dads, but females, you know, being able to have that flexibility. And especially if they've got young kids or something, might be kind of a cool self-employment program here, which is what you're counting on, I know.
It's perfect. They just swipe to the right when they want to work and swipe to the left when they don't. I can't think of anything better than that.
That's pretty simple. I think that's where we're going to have to wrap up. I wish we could spend more time, but you were wonderful. Thank you so much, Sandra, for being our leading lady. And to our listeners, we love your loyalty. It's like we love your questions. And I just, again, thank you, Sandra, because CJ and Go, please download the app. Think about, you know, females supporting other females. That's what our association and Women Lead Radio is all about. And again, to our listeners, we're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. We're here Fridays at 2 p.m. You know, we always have one amazing leading lady every time we have a show. And I'm happy to say that next week, our leading lady will be Jatana Williams, who is the founder of Beyond the Sky Solutions. Our topic will be keep up the pace and navigate the winds of change in business. And I think for any of us that own a business, we know that the winds of change are always changing. So we got to keep up with that one. So it should be a good show. To those of you that listen, have a great weekend. And as we always like to say, please go out and support another woman. Have a great weekend.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.